I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1274, Succeeding at the Wrong Things. How would you define success? I'm talking about your success. Are you a successful person? How would you know it if you've got it? And is that success coming from the world or from the Lord? It's possible that you might be an enormous success in some areas and a dismal failure in the areas that matter most. As a pastor, I've seen the devastation of people who undoubtedly are a major success. They're all that in a bag of chips in the eyes of the world, but their families are falling apart. Their marriages are miserable. Their kids are hating them. Their characters in shambles, and their souls are in ruins. Today, let's talk about succeeding at the wrong things. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, which Jesus said are to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, ourselves. Maybe if we focus there, we have a really good idea of what a successful life looks like. J.R. Briggs, in his weekly blog, told this story that resonated with me. See what you think. Bishop Kenneth Ulmer told the story of the time when he wrote a term paper in college. After weeks of hard work and submitting it on time, his paper was returned. He was surprised by the professor's remarks at the top of the paper. It said, "Good writing, good content, good research. This was not the assignment. F." I remember how haunted I felt when I heard his story. It's jolting to realize just how many leaders are succeeding at work, but failing in their personal lives. People who make enormous amounts of money, but whose spouses won't speak to them, and their kids hate them. Leaders with enormous name recognition and influence, yet who honestly can't name a single friend. Hearing Bishop Ulmer's story reminded me of something that Francis Chan wrote years ago. Our greatest fear should not be failure, but of succeeding at things in that life that don't really matter. We may be an amazing leader with tremendous influence and power and popularity and charisma and resources. We might possess an impressive resume of accomplishments. But I hope after we've drawn our last breath, no one receives the statement across the top of our life, "This was not the assignment." Are we succeeding at the wrong things? Are we succeeding in things that don't truly matter? How do you define success? How you define it will define you. And conversely, how you define failure will also define you. So be careful to define success for what it really is. I like the way Brandon Young defined success. Success is obedience to God, empowered by the Spirit of God, motivated by the love of God, and directed toward the advancement of God's kingdom. That's pretty good stuff. Here's the great question. If someone were to ask you if you're succeeding at the wrong things, how would you reply? And what evidence would you give to back up your answer? Let's pray. Oh God, give us the wisdom to discern what truly matters in our lives. Guide our efforts toward meaningful endeavors and relationships that can bring a positive impact on others for your kingdom's sake. Oh God, help us not be swayed by distractions and pursuits that really don't matter. May our success be aligned with your purpose for us and for the world. May we find fulfillment in a meaningful journey, one that matters, that makes an eternal difference. As we're climbing the ladder of life, help us not to get to the top and see that we've leaned our ladder against the wrong wall. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1275. And in the meantime, Jesus, of course, said it best. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The world will want to define you and your success in terms of things that are temporary at best and ultimately destructive to your faith and family, your health and your heart at worst. May God help us to stop succeeding at the wrong things.